You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Hour 2. Dan and the Danettes. Entertaining. Well, at least we thought it was. Wild first hour on this program. Things got a little dark, a little serious. And I actually said to Todd, shut up. Sorry for saying shut up.
That's a little harsh. That's all right.
Kind of a normal Friday. Normally I say shut up, but we're not on the radio when I say that.
That's true.
All right. 877-3DP show, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP show. We'll check in with the popular host of the NFL Network, Rich Eisen, will join us coming up momentarily. In an hour from now, Joe Torre, the former Yankee manager, and coming up on Saturday, Yankees, Mets, and we look back on the 20-year anniversary of what sports role was coming back from 9/11, and Joe Torre, of course, was front and center with the Yankees at that time. So we'll talk to Joe. Kurt Warner was on the call last night for Westwood One Radio. The Hall of Fame quarterback will join us as well. This Sunday, when the Packers take the field against the Saints, Aaron Rodgers will be under center, which makes you wonder, what have we been doing these last few months? 3 months of content that led to nothing. Rodgers did get Randall Cobb back, I guess, in his first GM move. Not sure that that equals a good return on the investment of all the time we took talking about the Packers and the future of Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay has a last dance feel, which could be a good thing. If you remember, in the Michael Jordan documentary, the Bulls won that last dance. When you envision the Packers documentary, which will almost certainly happen, Rodgers holding up the Lombardi Trophy would be the perfect ending. And the you know, you look back on the Packers and look like they were headed to the Super Bowl last season, 13-3, but lost to the Buccaneers in the title game. A couple of mistakes against Tampa Bay, it fell apart. Can they do it? Can they do it again? Can they take the next step? And it's one of the big storylines of the entire season and a central storyline in a documentary coming your way in just a few years. I picked Green Bay to go to the Super Bowl against Kansas City. If we're going to buy into the Aaron Rodgers gets motivated, he got motivated with Jordan Love and won an MVP, then I guess he's really motivated this year to win a Super Bowl, or at least to get there. Poll question, McLovin, then we'll get to Rich Eisen.
Okay, the first hour poll question was, which would you bet on, the Bucs making the Super Bowl or the Cowboys winning the NFC East? 84% Cowboys.
I'm a little surprised that it's that wide of a margin there, because you had asked me, do I think the Cowboys will make the playoffs? And I said yes, but it's just tough to repeat. So I'm just going against, you know, history is against the Buccaneers. Let's bring in Rich Eisen, host of the Rich Eisen Show on NBC's Peacock that follows us, and NFL Network host. Let me ask you the poll question there, Rich. More likely to happen, Tampa Bay goes to the Super Bowl or the Cowboys make the playoffs?
Well, I picked Tampa to win the Super Bowl, so I'll go with Tampa making the Super Bowl. I like Washington. I like the football team or the Red Wolves or the Commanders or whatever they're going to be. I like their defense a hell of a lot. I think Chase Young is a defensive player of the year candidate. And that was my thought going in. Obviously, seeing what Dak looked like last night and the way that these – receivers were as advertised, but would give me a little bit of pause. But I think we saw last night what the Buccaneers can be, which is remove your run game, make you a throw team. And if you can't stop, if you can throw on them, then Brady will just beat you in the end. And that was pretty much it last night. I mean, the Buccaneers turned it over four times and still won the game. So I'll go with the Bucs making the Super Bowl.
Who do you have playing the Bucs?
I have the Chiefs. I have the first repeat Super Bowl since the 92-93 seasons. And I see Brady winning it back-to-back, and then we're going to sit here and have a conversation. Does he want to be a 45-year-old guy trying to be the first to do it three straight times? And I think the answer is going to be yes. I know Collinsworth tweeted it out. I didn't have the game broadcast on where I was, but I don't know if he said it last night, but he tweeted out that he couldn't tell any difference between a 24 and a 44-year-old Brady. And I mean, there was a third down throw on third and 10 that went off of Godwin's hands with, I think, 10 minutes to go or something like that. And it was one of the most remarkable throws you'll see. And a 44-year-old shouldn't make that throw, certainly when he's been three quarters into a game. It really is amazing, Dan. We'll never see anything like it again. I know we say that quite a bit in sports, and then we see something like it again. And people who said that about Babe Ruth aren't alive to see Ohtani, right? But I mean, we saw a 44-year-old last night take the field, defending his seventh Super Bowl, raising his seventh banner, first with a different team, and playing the way that he did last night, top of his game. That wasn't a single diminishing return we saw last night.
And that's what's interesting. When you look at athletes, what do they lose? You know, as they get older, what do you lose? Mm-hmm. Explosiveness. You know, hitters will talk about maybe their eyesight's not as good, hand-eye coordination. With Brady, what is he going to lose? You know, he never had this. So he's not losing anything. And if your arm is as strong as it's ever been, why would he? I mean, I wouldn't leave. He got touched twice last night. I mean,
right.
If you got a good line, you got good wide receivers, you're having fun. I see he's going to play.
Of course, and I think the throw that showed me a lot, maybe his most impressive throw of the night, was the Hail Mary at the end of the first half. When anybody who's 44 years old throwing the ball half the field, how many times have we seen it go straight up the chimney and then somebody's like trying to have a leap at it at the 10-yard line? I mean, that was a terrific Hail Mary throw from a 44-year-old. He's making all the throws right now. Obviously, the question will be health. And if they do ever get into a game where the run game will have to suffice, who's it going to be? I guess it'll be Fournette, but... You know, that was tremendous. Just as a great, I loved the whole game, obviously, but just to see the Bucks come out like that last night has to give them a lot of momentum moving forward. Obviously,
I wonder about the game plan for the Cowboys. It's hard to run against Tampa Bay.
Yes,
but if you're the Cowboys, don't you feel like, hey, it's hard to defend our running game? Now, you don't have one of your better offensive linemen. I get that. But you still have an offensive line where Dak is going to throw almost 60 times. So you can't go, well, you didn't have your offensive line, so we're going to throw more. Normally, you would probably run the football instead of expose Dak Prescott on a surgically repaired ankle against one of the better defenses in the league. What did you make of Dallas's game plan?
Well, I think it was blown up by Vita Vea, Dan.
Yeah.
What a grown man. Oh, my God. I mean, he was throwing people out of the club last night, fourth quarter, and he was terrific. We obviously pay attention to JPP and those linebackers who are terrific, and David and White, and clearly, you know, Sue. But Vita Vea was the defensive star of last night. And then they throw him out there as a fullback on offense that were just, you saw Fournette, like, I'll just run behind this guy. They just bowled him down the Brooklyn side and took care of business last night, you know? And it was, I think the way that the Cowboys saw the way it was going. Now I could pick up what you're putting down, which is that's 21 back there. That's Zeke back there. That's the guy who supposedly is your difference maker. And yeah, I think the plan should be to give him 20 touches a game minimum.
Yeah.
But I think they go to Pollard a lot too. So I guess you can't forget that he's part of the run game. But yes, the balance needs to be there. Otherwise, Dak will have too much on his shoulders figuratively. But last night, all that, even with the shoulder supposedly being iffy, I mean, that was great. You have to walk out of that if you're the Cowboys, thinking not only does Dak look terrific, but he is worth every penny of that $40 million a year. He played like the elite quarterback should in that game last night. And, you know, there's a lot of ifs and buts, but that should be, I guess, the silver lining to take away.
We're talking to Rich Eisen, NFL Network host and the host of the Rich Eisen Show on NBC's Peacock. It follows this program. Who looked younger last night? Tom Brady or Drew Brees?
Oh, gosh. Can I go off the board and say Jack Collinsworth, well, Dan? I mean, it's not a choice, but... Oh, man. I'll still go with Brady. I'll still go with TB12. You know what I thought? I saw the video. This is what Brady... This is probably what keeps him young and keeps him going, is Brady, the number of people who he has competed against and has been put in the same sentence with, and Brees in many ways deserves to be in the same sentence with Brady when you're talking about record books. I mean, Brady last night joined Brees as the only other quarterback with 100, 300-yard passing games, and he's 32 behind Brees now. So that's my caveat. But the number of times I've seen Brees go up to somebody who he's been in the same sentence with or is a member of the media, and they're all in a suit and tie because they're with the media or they're there to be honored by their team that night, and he's still in his uniform. Or he goes up to somebody like Dak. Last two quarterbacks he consoled on that field were Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott, and he's 44 years old. Yeah. I think that's what keeps him going and looking as young than somebody else. But Brees did look young to
me,
Dan.
Yeah, he had a new addition.
Yeah. Were you talking about a rock band, or what are you talking about, Dan? What are you talking about? I'm trying to see what you're trying to say. What are you trying to say?
He extended his hairline. That's all.
See, now you can talk about stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I have many follicles to stand on.
Okay, but did you ever think about?
Dion has told me over and over and over again to do what he's done, which is, you know, restore. And he calls himself the comeback player of the year every year now. And he thinks I should do it. He keeps telling me that my wife really wants me to do it, and she doesn't have the heart to tell me to do it. He says that she's standing on the side. This is what he told me one time, that she's standing on the side, you know, having one end of the rope, trying to double dutch with me, wanting me to get in there, is what he keeps saying. But I have accused Brian Urlacher of being a traitor. So I don't know if I could now go ahead and join that club, Dan.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could.
Well, you don't need to.
I think I'm, you know, a fine wine. This is it. Or as the phrase that NFL coaches say, it is what it is. And I don't have a crystal ball. I don't think I'm going to try it. You know, I mean, I could keep going on with these cliches, but it is what it is. As they
Let's
say,
take a vote. You know? Does Rich, should he entertain getting new Moss? No. Four no's.
No. Yeah. No Moss.
No Moss.
Okay. No Randy?
There's Randy.
Okay,
yes. Very good. Yeah. You don't need to. Okay. If I give you, if the Chargers are a stock and the Rams are a stock.
Oh, I'll take, oh God. Wow. I'll take the Rams because I think they're going to win their division. I don't think the Chargers will, but I do love the Chargers. I love Brandon Staley. I love Herbert. I love Derwin James. They've got playmakers all over the lot, Dan. Eckler is as the cowbell back would concern me already. He's missed a practice this week. But I'll take the Rams. I think Stafford is the difference maker. That I know that's been the offseason story that's been pounded more than pretty much any, but it's also the one that's been around the longest. It was the first move of the year. I'm really excited to see what he looks like in this offense with McVay. So I'll just first blush say the Rams on that. What would you say?
The Rams' lack of depth, like they're top heavy. The talent they have is really top end. You know, the running situation concerns me a little bit. I do love, you know, having those defensive, impactful defensive players. There's no other team that has two players like that. And But I do worry about in that division, you're going to beat each other up. I mean, even Arizona is not a pushover. And if you don't have that depth, then I wonder about that. I always go, I've gone all in on the Chargers many, many times, and they always disappoint me.
Always. I think Staley's going to be a difference maker. I really do. I like him. I like him a lot.
Well, he went to Dayton, so you should.
I know that. He's a quarterback at Dayton, turned defensive guy. And I do believe they've got the right guy. Some of the things I'm hearing out of the Chargers locker room is they love him. They have bought what he sold the minute he showed up. Mm-hmm. And I think that will be some difference maker that you'll see in wins and losses, and potentially, and I have to say this, potentially is doing a very heavy lift, potentially remove the bat guano crazy things that happen to the Chargers when there's 10 seconds left in the clock or less that always seems to beset this team.
Yeah.
I think it'll be different, but I'll just still take the Rams. Donald up front and Derwin, and Jalen Ramsey in the back. I would take those two over Bosa and Derwin James by a margin. I would take them on that defensive side.
Have a great weekend. I know you got to get up early on Sunday, right?
Oh yes, back. But the wind beneath my wings on that, Dan. My new studio that I'm broadcasting from. The NFL Network built this beautiful palace across the street from SoFi, and it is amazing. The whole place has got a whole jolt of energy to it, so it's going to be phenomenal.
Now you're revealing that on Sunday, because I watched last night.
That was it.
Oh,
that was it. Tell the difference.
No. I mean, it looked nice.
Okay, good. Yeah.
But if you would have said, here's some things to keep an eye on.
Yes. We didn't use the full, space.
Okay.
We just sat at a desk. We didn't show off the different places where you can do something from, including the, how all the pregame shows have like this 5-yard piece of turf that they shoot to make it look like it's 50, and you do a demo and it's like a 5-wide and they're all like this going 5-wide. We actually have about a 20-30-yard space outside. And the backdrop is SoFi Stadium.
Oh,
we have
awesome.
Not used that yet. Okay. That's coming Sunday.
That'll be Sunday. You know? The big reveal.
Yes. There's going to be a whole big to do. And you're coming on my show at 12:20 Eastern. So I look forward to the home and home.
But I don't know if I'll say anything different than I just said here. Can you just take my answers here?
No, I've already taken copious mental notes about what we've discussed.
Oh, okay.
We'll cover new ground, Dan, because I'm a lead pipe wielding professional like that. I know you are too. You'll be able to handle it. It'll be great.
Thank you.
It'll
Rich. Be great. I look forward to talking to you in 2 hours.
That's the
popular host of the NFL Network and Rich Eisen Show. Rich Eisen. We'll take a break. I would do a tour if I'm rich. I would open up NFL Network this Sunday and do a walk and talk and just say, here's our new studio here. I mean, they got hours on that pregame show. That show probably just started.
Some hot walk and talk action.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Hey.
Heck yeah.
I've done a walk and talk before.
Yeah.
All right, let me take a break. Got to get phone calls here. Cam Newton has something to say, and you'll hear what he had to say next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. There's no limit on how much you can earn, which is amazing. In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. That means when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Attention college football fans, you can stream Notre Dame versus Toledo exclusively on Peacock Saturday, 2:30 Eastern. Don't miss a moment of the action. Go to PeacockTV.com to sign up now. By the way, yes, it is a Meat Friday. Smoked pork spare ribs and sausage chili on the Traegers here. We have an Against the Grain coming up in 5 minutes. McLovin, the topic is...
the preseason Grainy Awards.
That is 5 minutes away. Cam Newton on the Cam Newton YouTube channel talked about his show is called Funky Friday, and it's him talking with his dad. He talked about why the Patriots released him.
The reason why they released me is because indirectly, I was going to be a distraction.
Without being a starter. Yeah.
And this was
but
not
how?
Gonna come.
Verbally or in the locker
just
room?
Just my aura.
Okay.
If they would have asked me, would I play behind, they say, Cam, we're going to give the team to Mac. You're going to be the second string. We okay. expect you to be everything and some yeah. to guide yeah, him yeah, throughout yeah, yeah. this tenure.
Okay.
I would have said absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Indirectly a distraction. Then he was asked about Mac Jones getting the first team reps.
When I look back at it, I was probably getting 2 reps to his 10 reps. And that's why I was starting to make
first
sense.
First team reps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even though I was started, that doesn't necessarily mean nothing. And mm-hmm. I think that's where they did a good job with kind of
disguising it.
Yeah.
He sounds a little like Samuel L. Jackson. But talking to his dad about what happened there, he would have taken the backup role. You know, he would have been a distraction just because he's Cam. And he's right. It's his personality is so big. And anytime Mac Jones makes a mistake, the camera would find Cam Newton. Now, you're not going to have that camera find Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer. But Cam, every single time, and if he has a rough patch of a couple of games, Coach, are you thinking about putting Cam Newton back in? No, Mac Jones is our starter. Now, this isn't Cam, it's not his fault, but he's too big a star to be a backup quarterback. Your backup can't be a bigger star than your starting quarterback. And that's why Tebow is not in the league, because the backup quarterback was... in a lot of these cases, was a bigger personality, more popular than your starting quarterback there. I don't know if Cam gets picked up. I said at the time I didn't think he was going to, unless there's an injury to a playoff-caliber team with their quarterback. But I don't see the Texans picking him up or try to think if there's any other team that you don't expect much out of and they would just bring him in. It would be if something happened with Baker Mayfield, or and looking at Cam's relationship with the head coach or the offensive coordinator, that would also be something I would keep an eye on as well. Yeah, Paul.
What if Cam Newton's dad just started grilling him there? I saw the preseason games. You really weren't getting the ball out of the pocket, and your footwork's really shaky. Like his dad just started lighting him up,
or just saying, "Hey, there's a report that Mac Jones is helping you with the playbook. How do you respond to that?"
Check down, son. You got to check. Mark your reads.
All right, McLovin, are you ready for your Against the Grain?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay.
Okay, the 2021 Annual Grainy Preseason Awards. Now, these are the 10 awards that you all know very well.
By the way, Against the Grain brought to you by the great folks at Panini. For autographed cards, memorabilia, rare inserts, and rookie cards, there's something for everyone in Panini America Packs. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Against the Grain is sponsored.
Yes.
Yay. You've done it.
Yay. Nice. Yeah. Dan, you cashed that check already, I hope, by the way.
Yes, I did. I'm thinking, boy, if they hear this, they're going to go, wait, we sponsored what?
Make sure you signed in ink. Okay. These are the Grainy Awards. Let's start with the Clay Matthews is on the Rams or LaDainian Tomlinson is on the Jets. Guy You Forgot Was on a New Team Award.
Okay.
Some of the candidates, okay. Julio Jones, Tennessee, mm-hmm. J.J. Watt, and A.J. Green with the Cardinals. But the winner of the 2021 award is Jadeveon Clowney as a Brown. Who remembered that? Week one, we're all going to say, oh, yeah, that guy's on the Browns.
Paulie needs confirmation.
I don't buy that. You're baiting us.
I just Googled new faces and new places. I knew A.J. Green. I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah, because Jadeveon Clowney was talking about lining up opposite of Myles Garrett and how formidable this defense was going to be.
Does that seem like a long time ago, though? Okay. The Dick Turan, Mike Nolan coach who, when you hear his name, you can't come up with a mental image of his face award. I have a three-way tie. Think about it. Put yourself in the place right here.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes here.
I say Brandon Staley's name. Does a face come to mind?
Hot.
Yeah. Vic Fangio. He's been around a long time. No idea what he looks like.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Nick Sirianni. That's not fair.
I don't think I could pick him out of a lineup.
Honorable mention. I'm not sure what Joe Judge looks like. I kind of know him. He's intense with a buzz cut, but nothing's coming to mind.
I probably could pick out Joe Judge from a lineup.
Yes, that's
true. But I would need two guesses.
Okay, next award.
But if Adam Gase was in that same lineup, you would be confused.
Well, yeah, no, I don't want to speak ill of those.
Okay, the next award, the Odell Beckham Not Going to Get Enough Targets Award for 2021. The winner is Odell Beckham. Okay.
That's good.
The Julius Peppers defensive breakout star most likely to elicit awful mock headlines from Todd this year. Washington football team's Montez Sweat, who everyone is very excited about. Night sweat, if it's a Monday night game. Blood, sweat, and tears if he gets hurt.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Montez Sweat. Daniel Jeremiah is picked for Defensive Player of the Year, interestingly.
Okay.
The Cam Newton dab celebration that will jump the shark award in the middle of the season. Not the Cam Newton dabbing, but when Andy Reid dabbed, that celebration was over. Okay. Bills fans jumping through the tables is going to get old because I've already heard about it 500 times.
They do it at weddings.
Okay. The other one is, this is controversial, defensive guys going to the monitor after a turnover. When they did it last night and there was no monitor there, I think we're going to get a little tired of that.
I didn't even notice that there was no monitor for them to get their picture taken.
Yeah, Collinsworth mentioned it. So they all went there, and there's no monitor, and they're pretending to get their picture taken.
Paulie last night goes, "Hey, Roger Goodell, does he have a son?" I go, "No." He goes, "Yeah, there's a redheaded kid in his suite." And I go, "That's Ed Sheeran.
I know, that looked like his son. Same hair, tats, not big shoulders like Raj."
Yeah, yes, McLean.
All right, a couple more awards. The Ryan Fitzpatrick went to Harvard fact that will be overstated the most this year. Now, obviously, along with Ryan Fitzpatrick at Harvard, the fact that Clayton Kershaw and Matthew Stafford went to the same high school, that's grandfathered in.
Okay.
This year, did you know that Joe Judge, the Giants coach, and Browns coach Kevin Stefanski also went to the same high school? I found that out in the preseason, and that's going to catch fire, I think.
You think so?
I think if the Browns do well, I think that'll be a big thing.
Well, it'll help if the Giants do well. I expect the Browns to.
You're right. Okay.
All right.
The Justin Jefferson annual, Eagles should have taken this wide receiver instead of the wide receiver they took guy. Easy. Elijah Moore, New York Jets. How that dude, who you were all over, fell to the second pick of the second round, I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay. I loved him.
Two more. The Nick Saban, I don't like the NFL award. This is easy. Who is a college coach who's not going to like the NFL in about 6 weeks, or maybe about 6 hours?
Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah. He is the Vegas favorite for that award. And finally, the big award in the Grannies that everyone awaits for, the Best Actor Award, the very important award, the Jared Goff System QB of the Year Award. Please, I'd like to hear some guesses. I think you guys will get it.
A system quarterback.
The System Quarterback of the Year
Of
award.
The Year. Yeah, Paulie.
I think McLovin, knowing his snarkiness, is going to go after Matt Stafford here.
Ooh.
I was going to say Mac Jones.
I would go Mac Jones.
Carson Wentz.
Jameis Winston running Sean Payton's system is going to be beautiful to watch. Those are all. By the way, I might have changed that if you guys mentioned any of those earlier. That is the 2021 Grannies.
Man. That is a solid debut by you. We're not used to that.
I have no idea. I feel like, remember when old school, when Will Ferrell does the debate and he blacks out? That's honestly how I feel right now.
Against the Grain brought to you by Panini America Packs. There's something for everybody. There's autographed cards, memorabilia, rare inserts, rookie cards, starter. Continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. A couple of phone calls in here. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff.
What up, though? Happy Meat Friday to you fellas. One time for the Backroom Bros. Hey, chat row. Listen, it's funny that you guys said that because I wanted to dip my toe into the hot take pool yesterday and say that the NFC Championship game, the New Orleans Saints will make it. So it's, the grannies kind of follow what I'm thinking. My question to you, Dan, is this. Where do we go from here if that was the first game of the season? And do have you ever seen a game or a game to start off the season that had that kind of that was that palpable, that, you know, had that type of sense to it? Because I'm thinking, what can I watch from this point on? You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jeff. Good luck to your Lions this weekend. Well, you have the Cowboys. You have Dak coming back. And you have the Buccaneers at home starting the defense of their Super Bowl. And you got Tom Brady. Now, you kind of throw everything in there, and that's a game that's going to be hyped, and it lived up to the hype. Yeah, Tom.
That Bucks-Patriots week four, though, is as amazing as what last night was. I think everybody's circling that return to Gillette for Brady.
Yeah, because if it was in Tampa, it would have a completely different feel. But Brady going into New England, back to New England, and Mac Jones having a couple of games to get acclimated to real NFL games. Let's see, Jeremy in Wisconsin. Hey, Jeremy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Patrick, fellas. So I wanted to chime in to the poll question, if possible, and then I had an additional comment for you, if that's okay.
Okay.
So the poll question, I have an outstanding head of hair, and my father's still alive, but we don't have a great relationship. So all things considered, I'm keeping my head of hair for sure.
Wow. Okay, that's a fair point. Fair point, okay.
Okay, and then the other comment, so recently I take a lot of your advice on things, whether it's books, beer, other products, and I finished up Pappyland recently. I've been wanting to comment on this for a while, and that's an outstanding book. I love Wright Thompson every time he's on the show, and just wanted to thank you for that recommendation. It's a great book, and he's a good dude.
Thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, if you get a chance, and it's light reading from the standpoint, it's not a big book, but it's about family, it's about father-son relationships, but it's also about the guy who, his family started Pappy Van Winkle Bourbon, which is, the prices for Pappy Van Winkle are absolutely crazy. There's an episode of the show on Netflix, Heist, where a guy goes to jail because he was involved in the theft of bourbon. And they found out that people were taking bourbon home. And then, you know, the secondary market for bourbon, including Pappy Van Winkle, was just crazy. I mean, you could have a bottle of a 23-year-old Pappy Van Winkle and it will go for $4,000. But if you bought it in the store, which you can never find it in the store, it might cost you $100. Yes, Eden.
There's a funny story in that book, Pappyland, about Julian, who's sort of the, you know, proprietor of the brand. And it was his grandfather, yeah, I think, that had started it. And he's in New York City for some meetings or something. And there's a small group of them and they're walking down the street and they see a sign outside of a bar that says Pappy shots for, you know, whatever, $20 a pop or whatever. So like, oh, that's funny. Let's stop in and get one. So Julian sits down at the bar and orders a drink of Pappy, and he likes it with like a little water and some lemon, I think, or something like that. And the bartender is like, I'm sorry, sir. I just can't allow you to ruin such a beautiful product like that or whatever. And the guy has no idea that he's talking to like Julian Van Winkle, yeah, or Pappy Van Winkle. So I'm sorry, sir. I can't allow you to just soil such a beautiful product like that. Like, that's not the way you drink it. Trust me. This is how you drink bourbon.
And you can get a 10-year, a 12-year, a 15-year, a 20-year, and a 23-year. I think those are the bottles that you can get. And I remember opening up a 10-year bottle at the Christmas party. And I said to people, oh, you want to try this bourbon? They're like, no, I don't want any bourbon. I go, it's this shot right here is $50. And they're like, oh, okay, I'll try it. They didn't care what it was going to taste, but it was $50. I said, if you were in a bar, like, this is what it would cost you. The cost of the bottle would probably be $50 for a shot of Pappy Van Winkle. And then people, of course, when they drink it, they make, you know, like they're sipping from the chalice. And I go, you know, what do you think? And they're like, oh, yeah, I can see why it's, no, you can't. You know, it's basically supply and demand of Pappy Van Winkle. But Wright Thompson, anything that he authors is wonderful. He's one of the great writers in America. Yeah, Paul.
I think I mentioned this a few years ago. My buddy Ed has this beautiful bar at his house. He's having a big Christmas party. And I'm standing by the bar, and the bar is kind of wide open. There's someone there serving, but, you know, it's very busy. Some dopey dude goes back there and decides to make himself a drink. And he grabs some Johnny Walker Blue Label, which is, I think, a $400 bottle or something like that.
Yeah.
And he mixes it with Diet Coke on ice. And I'm sitting there, I'm just mortified, but I can't step in. I don't know this guy. But I gave Ed the high sign, and Ed almost lost it.
Well, I've learned that at the Christmas party. As my wife said, if you don't want somebody to drink something, then don't put it out there. Because I remember I'm outside with Chad from Traeger, and everybody's outside, and I come downstairs, and my neighbor, Bob, is there, and he's got a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue all by himself. And I'm going, hey, Bob. And he's like, hey. I said, found the Johnny Walker Blue, huh? He goes, yeah, I had to look for it. I go, all right, I thought I hit it.
And so they're like, hey, so where do you keep the good stuff, huh?
I know. And you can't put out really good cigars either, because people go, like after a while, they're like, I have a cigar. And then they smoke, like they take two hits off of it. And then they, you know, put it in the ashtray. And you had all these, you know, they looked like trees, little small trees that were in there being planted in the ashtray. All right, let me take a break. More phone calls coming up. Looking forward to Joe Torre, top of the hour, the former Yankee manager. Kurt Warner also stopped by as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
3-4. If you're a fan of the 12:15 podcast, and who isn't, that's the Backroom Guys. I just got confirmation of the guest for today's episode of the 12:15 podcast. Would you guys on the other side of the glass like to guess who the guest will be today for the 12:15 podcast? The Backroom Guys, unfiltered. Paulie?
Mrs. Seton O'Connor.
Nope. Seton O'Connor?
My guess is Mr. Dan Patrick.
No.
Oh,
you get
it. Todd.
Our esteemed cameraman, Eric Weeks.
Eric Weeks? No. Nobody cares about him. McLovin.
no offense.
There was a landscaper here last week, and
no.
I saw they talked to him.
No. No, they will take anybody on the 12:15 podcast.
Is it Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer?
Wow.
Maybe they have him on.
My wife will be on the 12:15 podcast. Yes. And I said, no, there's no topic that's off limits, that they can ask my wife whatever they want to. I don't know if my wife will do as well as Fritzy's wife did, but then my wife doesn't have as much to work with as far as my issues. Yes, Paul.
It's like freedom of speech. Do you tell the guys back there, you can ask whatever you want. You're not free from repercussions.
Yeah.
You could ask in the moment. You're not going to stop.
Yeah.
But after the fact.
Well, Mario is the host, and he's finding out right now on the air that my wife will be in for the 12:15.
And he's the Mike Wallace of that show.
Yes, he is.
He will light people up.
Yes, he will. That's coming up at 12:15 Eastern. The podcast, then it'll be available for those who are on the newsletter and also our podcast network as well. A couple of phone calls, Matt in Baltimore. Hi, Matt. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me?
Hey, first time, long time, 5'10", newly hard at 165.
Hard.
So first off, I completely agree with the no call on the push off in the Tampa game. I think if you got to go one way or the other, the ref's got to keep that laundry in his pocket. Next, we got Rich. I'm going no moss with Rich. He's got a perfectly shaped head, and I think that's key when it comes to bald dudes. Bad shaped head, you want to keep it. Go with moss, bad shaped head. Lastly, what I got for you is Green Bay at New Orleans, but really in Jacksonville. I think that's going to be sneaky best game of the week. Hmm. We got plenty of storylines out there. We got Jameis coming back with contacts. We got Rodgers, the mothership, talked about them all season, insufferable. Now let's see if we can deliver. 4:30, I'm tuning in. Go, Pack, go.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Yes, Todd?
You pick that over Chiefs-Browns? I'm going to be watching Broncos-Giants, but Chiefs-Browns to me sounds like a real juicy 4 o'clock Sunday game.
And I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns won that game. No, I don't feel the same way I did about Dallas against Tampa Bay last night, but I, you know, Cleveland going in there, what's difficult is you have, I think, 8 new starters on defense for Cleveland. That's tricky if you're going against Patrick Mahomes. Even if you guys have been together the entire season, still tricky going against Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce of the Chiefs, I think, will join us coming up next week. So I can tell him that, don't let me down, you're my Super Bowl pick. But if you could only watch one game, Packers-Saints, Chiefs-Browns, is there anything else that, like, Jets against Carolina is kind of interesting only for Jets fans and Carolina fans? Yeah, Pauline.
Seahawks-Colts, Carson Wentz, he is starting, right?
I believe so.
All right.
Is that in Indy? Yeah, it's in Indy.
Yeah.
Okay. That one's spicy. Yeah, McClellan.
Steelers at Bills.
What's Buffalo favored by, like 8?
I think it's 7.
Okay.
But I'll double check.
Paulie says 6.5?
6.5.
Okay. All right. That one's interesting because there's so much hype around Buffalo, and we're not quite sure what to make of Pittsburgh this year. Yes, Todd.
And there's also a lot of hype about how Ben, he's all in shape and lost weight. And it's a new Ben Roethlisberger, and he looks like this young, new, refined version of himself.
Did he get in shape, or did he just shave his beard? It feels like that's 20 pounds right there. I don't know, unless it was the exercise of working out, shaving, and you're like, man, that arm is in shape now. Yes, Paul.
Not a good game, but somewhat attractive matchup. Jets-Panthers. Rookie quarterback starting.
Sam Darnold, revenge bowl.
We love rookie quarterback starting week one.
Yeah. Yes, he.
Any interest Cardinals at Titans? That could be fun.
The team that I almost fell in love with for the Super Bowl, my Titans. What's the game? The Dolphins against the Patriots. You know, Mac Jones? Yeah, I'm curious about that. Yeah, McLovin.
AFC South. Any team, any of those four teams would never be in the most interesting category.
It's not possible.
I mean, especially because they all play each other like 14 times. I mean,
that's not true.
The Jags and Texans, you're telling me they only play twice a year?
The biggest point spread of the weekend is, well, I think it was Tampa Bay against Dallas, wasn't it?
It was.
9.5?
Rams hosting the Bears Sunday night, 7.5, Rams.
Yes, McLovin.
I feel like my guy, Andy Dalton, is not getting a fair shot here. Doesn't it feel like the Bears are like, Justin, just chill out. You'll be okay here. We'll get Aaron Donald out of the way.
Yeah, that's why I said you're not starting Justin Fields on the road against Aaron Donald to open up the season. Doesn't mean he won't start this year, take over, but I'm not going to start him with that. Not against that defense. All right, final hour coming up. More phone calls. Joe Torre will stop by. Summer is coming to an end, and it's an important time for everybody to get plenty of sleep, and that means the kiddies. Going back to school, some tips for you parents. Keep the room cool, somewhere between 65 and 68 degrees. Also, it's suggested maybe a fan or white noise machine. I think you could always call up Paulie, and he could talk to you about Rush's greatest hits. Or, hey, let's talk about the 85 Bears. It works every time for me, but you might not have Paulie's number.
You know, Matsui was underrated.
I know. Thank you, Paul. It's a great time to discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed right now during the biggest sale of the year. All the beds are on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition. That's limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Once again, biggest sale of the year. All the beds are on sale and save 50% on the new limited edition smart bed plus special financing. financing. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.